On the show today, we have Nimbus Cuso's very own John Janclays and Nimbus Advisory Board member Renee Newman all on the show today talking about how Nimbus has announced a turnkey small business offering for credit unions. Some of the stats in this conversation are stunning, to say the least. The opportunity for credit unions to help out small business today is there, and we go over this in the interview in detail. So really good stuff here from both John and Renee, so check it out. On today's program, oh my gosh, we have the fine folks from Nimbus Cuso here in our midst, and I'm going to do some introductions here. Right next to me is Renee Newman, your Nimbus Advisory Board member. Renee, congratulations. Well done, and welcome aboard.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. And then right below us, we all know John Janclays, Nimbus Cuso, the fearless leader of Nimbus Cuso. How are you, John?
Good, Mike. Thanks for having us back.
You are welcome. Oh, yeah. Always enjoy having you guys back on. You guys are doing some great stuff there at Nimbus, so we always enjoy having you guys on the show. And so, John, the topic today is Nimbus announces your turnkey SMB offering for credit unions. So this is something that's really top of mind for a lot of folks out there. And, John, I'm going to start out with you. What started this? What was the impetus for Nimbus new offering in the SMB area, in the small business area for credit unions?
Sure. So people will probably remember Nimbus is about 7 years old, but Nimbus Cuso, we just celebrated our 1 year anniversary, Mike, in March.
Congrats. Well done.
Part of the charter for the Cuso is kind of what we call a listening tour, right? If we can do a good job getting out, listening to credit unions, what are the thorny problems they're dealing with? What are the opportunities, you know, that we can really be of service? So that really helps to inform, you know, what we're going to be building next for credit unions.
Right.
And so about third quarter of last year, it came through a real clear signal that credit unions would like to get into small business banking. And at the same time, small business owners are pretty frustrated with the experience. So we see that as a huge opportunity. Yep. So we knew if we were to get the requirements right for credit unions, we needed to talk to credit union leaders. And so we were able to tap into some really smart people like at Rogue and USC and BECU and ViStar and ORNL. And so they all kind of leaned in and gave us their perspective of what they think is important. In addition to that, industry experts like Renee, you know, we were fortunate to have Renee on the project. And we all, you know, kind of culminated. We were in Austin at the end of last year, and we just did a readout. So what are the needs from small to big credit unions? You know, what's the opportunity? And we were able to size that opportunity.
Right. And now you guys are putting it to work for sure. And one of the paragraphs in the press release that you guys sent me was that, I'm going to read it real quick here. I'll just kind of paraphrase it. Let's see here. Significant drivers of economic growth, job creation, and new innovation in the United States. Small businesses represent 99.7% of all U.S. businesses and almost half of the total private sector employment. Meanwhile, a recent Forbes article states that only one third of small business feel their primary financial institution understands their needs or appreciates their business. So I can see that opportunity that you're talking about here, John, just based on that paragraph. Oh, my mouth just dropped when I saw those numbers.
Yeah. So we found that too. And that's what kind of the research group, you know, was we came together, were able to identify. And then we said, okay, now that we have requirements of what that means for credit unions as an offering, then what we can do is we can team up and use our existing technology. You know, it's award-winning technology referred to as Launch or Credit Union in a Box. Mm-hmm. Saying, hey, what if we built the requirements for small business banking like we did for retail banking and get credit unions quickly out to market? This is a lower cost, you know, kind of implementation compared to traditionally what you would have to do with SMB. And so we're really proud of that. And our technology kind of enables many things. But what this will mean for small business owners and or actually for credit unions is they're going to be able to offer real quickly a full digital solution for what? Business checking, spending accounts, unsecured lending. And you're going to be able to do this, Mike, in parallel to your existing operations. So we're not burdening the existing resources of the credit union in order to launch SMB.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. A value add, if you will, in this area. So yeah, really good stuff here. And Renee, I'm coming to you on this one. Your experience leading both large and small financial institutions in implementing new strategies for long-term sustainable revenue growth, particularly small businesses, you're part of the working group of experts that identified the small business offering for credit unions. So can you tell us about the small business market opportunity out there right now?
Sure. And you touched on some of the data in the press release, and I'll add some additional points.
Sure.
There are more than 29 million small businesses in the United States, and that represents approximately $700 billion in just lending opportunity alone. Mm-hmm. There's Credit Suisse research that provides that the B2B payment space, so the business-to-business payment space, is approximately $125 trillion opportunity, you know, and that far outweighs what we know to be around $52 trillion in the business-to-consumer payment space. So there's a lot of opportunity, and, you know, it's not new per se, because we've been talking about the small to medium-sized businesses for as long as I've been in banking, but it's growing. And you know what you just talked about from the Forbes article, only a third of those businesses feel that their primary financial institution understands their needs or values their business. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So this is where I think credit unions have significant opportunity to seize. And really leaning in and that member different experience and how you differentiate in the marketplace.
Yeah, and off the top of my head here, I want to put it back onto the financial institution angle, because both of you have been leaders of financial institutions. And Renee, I'm going to stick with you here. Wearing that hat, what do you see in this area? What the opportunity is, especially for a financial institution, credit unions in this case, the opportunity here, it seems like it's pretty sky high here, right?
Yeah, I agree with you. So we also know that large financial institutions have been providing, I want to say, around 87% of all the small to medium-sized business loans since 2016. And we also know, based on that Forbes study, that they're underserving and under-delivering in that space. Mm-hmm. So for me, it's understanding the member needs, meeting them where they want to be met, and then how do you add value to that relationship? So leveraging technology to really maximize those human-to-human moments, where we can really provide that stewardship to help those business customers in that journey. And again, I think that's an advantage that credit unions do have.
Yeah, that's what they're looking for. Yeah, they're totally looking for that. And John, I'm going to have you put on your former credit union leader hat here as well. I mean, from the credit union perspective, what did you see, or what are you seeing right now, even based on the conversations you've had with other credit unions?
Well, you know, Mike, I think everyone has saw the need out there for small business banking and understood it. But I think this divide about how many of our members who are also small business owners are really not happy with their current offering. You know, they really need somebody who's going to bring the administrative services, the merchant bank services, the deposit management, the lending services, and do that in the way that credit unions do. Like, I see you, I get you, that level of service. But the price point at this before was kind of unattainable for a lot of folks who wanted to kind of more completely fulfill their mission. Wow. It was just very hard with the expertise and the price point. So okay, we brought that down to a level where this is really attainable now.
Awesome. Awesome. Yeah, it's good news for credit unions. And Renee, coming back to you here. So how do credit unions, and based on what John just said here, how do credit unions take advantage and capture this opportunity? Because it sounds like it's there for the taking, especially right now.
Yeah, John, I'll let you go first on that one. Sorry, I had a little pause in my video.
No worries.
Yeah, no problem. So, Mike, if you'd reframe your question again, I'm sorry.
Yeah. So how can credit unions take, based on what you just said here, John, how do credit unions take advantage and capture this opportunity? Because it sounds like it's ripe for the taking right now.
You know, it is, Mike. And I think credit unions are really getting comfortable now with speed to market. You know, just competitive pressures have brought this to us, but also COVID also put an exclamation point.
Yeah, I think the same thing.
And we proved to ourselves that we could move with speed. So now it's like, if you're going to tackle SMB, take that learning and say, who is the partner that I can collaborate with, who can really help me think about people, process, and technology to put together an SMB offering to quickly get out to market, mm-hmm, and do it kind of in very short time. That's what's so great about the work that we did here is credit unions gave us the requirements of what they needed with our technology. We were able to put that together, and now we're out to market with good speed. So to me, that's really encouraging, as being an old industry vet. We did not have these pieces together to put it together novel ways and make really great solutions like SMB. This is just one example, I think, what we're going to see coming. And we're just really happy to participate and work with credit unions to do it.
Indeed. And Renee, I'm going to pose the same question to you, the opportunity.
Yeah, we need to create that seamless experience across all channels. So leveraging technology where we can, going back to maximize and work smarter, not harder. I also think that it's really important, and John touched on this, in seeking growth, look for a partner, not a vendor. Look for a partner that will help you grow. And I think that's one thing that I really value and appreciate about the Nimbus approach, mm-hmm. is they really do listen, and they want to be a partner, not a vendor. And I think so often, examine your current relationships, explore the technology and your capabilities, find where your biggest gaps are, especially related to small business. Mm-hmm. And what are the 1 to 2 to 3 things that you could do that could really maximize that experience for your member, and have conversations with different service providers. And again, seek those that are really going to work to partner with you.
Yep, indeed. And John, you mentioned COVID earlier, and I was kind of thinking the same thing. And I also read a number of stories as we're slowly coming out of this, that there have been more small businesses launched since COVID, just because of, you know, obviously people, you know, a lot of people lost their jobs, unfortunately, but they really rallied and start their own business. So there's a lot of opportunity out there, it seems. I don't know if you guys saw stories like that out there. I saw a number of stories about the small business boom out there since COVID, a lot of them. So it sounds like the opportunity is there. And having said that, what is the quickest and best route to get there for credit unions to help these folks out?
Well, Mike, I think we're going to use our superpower, which is collaboration. Yeah. And that's underscores the work that we did here, is that we are finding new ways to quickly get to what is the pain point for our members. And then we have new CUSOs. I call them super CUSOs. And we're just one of them that can quickly rally, because we're bringing more than just a utility or a point solution. Mm-hmm. We have capabilities that we can bring, people, process, and technology, and apply that against the problem. If we listen and we become the accelerators to bring people to the table to articulate what is the problem we're solving for. And then we can bring together, you know, the people, process, and technology to solve it. And that's what's exciting about this project. This is proof of that tenant, or that part of our charter at Nimbus, is saying we have to listen, we have to bring solutions at speed. And this was a really good story around that. Mm-hmm.
And do you think solutions like this will encourage more credit unions to get into this market, based on both of your experiences out there? Because I think that's, again, this is Renee, you talked about some pretty stunning numbers. So it sounds like this would be an ideal area for credit unions to get into if they're not already, right?
Yeah, I completely agree. And it goes back to, for me, what is that member experience? And how are you helping them along the journey and providing that consistent experience? What I have heard time and time again, we heard it in the listening and learning, I've heard it in focus groups, people that are banking with us assume that we know them. So we need to utilize our technology to help us in that space, to understand what's meaningful for them, to provide solutions. We also know that the advancements in digital technology related to banking save consumers and small businesses about 3 days a month.
Really?
And we're not going backwards. So we need to continually look to innovate on what's meaningful for that member. What would help that member achieve success that ultimately helps our communities?
I'll take those 3 days saved for sure. Oh my gosh.
Hey, Mike, I would just add on that one of our CEOs in the group said, and I was asking, what do you want as outcomes for your effort on this, right? Mm-hmm. And he says, I want the learning, and I want us to become better at partnering. I want our credit union to out-partner the competition, and we need partners like new, kind of the agile mindset. And so that's one of the outcomes of this too, is like rebuilding our kind of our DNA about how we compete collectively, you know, together. So I thought that was pretty smart. Let's get the learning going, you know, and then apply it.
Yeah, exactly. And it sounds like, as you said earlier, John, speed is the name of the game too. Accelerating, getting that there, and collaborating. All those good buzzwords out there that we're doing right now. All right, guys. Well, I'm going to let you guys get back to work, because it sounds like you got a lot on your plate. But anything else to add to wrap up? Renee, any final thoughts on this topic? Because it sounds like we're scratching the surface here, and there's a lot more to come, right?
Yeah, I would just say continue to lean in and challenge the process in your own organization. Ask why.
Yeah.
Ask for feedback from your members. Discover where the pain points are and look to alleviate those. And magic will happen.
Anything else to add here?
I don't know that I can put any better point on it than what Renee did. So 100% agree with those.
All right, you guys. Good message to end on. Thank you so much. Appreciate the time as always. Keep up the good work and look forward to checking back in on seeing how this project goes. I think it's going to, you guys are going to knock it out of the park once again. So well done.
Mike, thank you.
You are
welcome. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. This episode brought to you by Origins, technology for today's lenders.